And now it's time for our regular segment we call Words You'll Hear. That's where we try to understand the stories we'll be hearing more about in the coming days by parsing some of the words associated with them. Today, our word, or in this case, phrase, is legal scrub. Yes, it sounds like a new skincare product, but it's actually a phrase we'll be hearing in connection with a massive new trade deal. Here to tell us more is Marilyn Geewax. She is a senior business editor for NPR. Marilyn, thanks for joining us.
Good to be with you, Michelle.
So what's a legal scrub, and what does it have to do with trade?
It's not for acne. This is the U.S. Trade Representative uses this phrase to try to describe what's going to be happening in the coming days with the Trans-Pacific Partnership. That's that huge agreement that brings together the United States, Japan, 10 other countries around the Pacific Ocean. But now they actually need to turn all of those agreements, everything they think they agreed to, has to be turned into very legal language. So you need translators, lawyers, all kind of staffers to go through all these mountains of documents and make sure that they actually say what you intended to say. And that's trickier than you might think because, you know, you're talking about 12 different countries. There are a lot of languages involved. In a little tiny place like Singapore, they have 4 official languages. Mm-hmm. So all of this has to be scrubbed, make it shiny and nice and exact, and then they have something that they can actually take to their legislatures for passage.
So is this just a formality or is it actually more important than that?
Well, it's sort of turning out to be politically important in the United States, especially, you know, we've got a lot of turmoil going on in Congress. Congress will have to sign off on this deal. So by having this legal scrub not yet completed, it allows everyone involved to say, you know what, I really need to see what the language says. And it's true. I mean, you really do want to see the details. Some of these things can be very tricky, you know, complex legal issues. The members of Congress want their staffers to really go over it and make sure that, you know, if you have a dairy farmer in your district, that it's really going to help that person. So they want this scrubbed. They want the perfect translation. They want to see the final deal. But it also gives them a legitimate way to say, hold on, I've got to take another look.
Is this a public process? For example, do the lawyers involved have to allow the public to review their work? I mean, who gets the final say if people disagree over what the meaning of a phrase is?
Yes. Yeah, they really do. They literally work that out privately. They have to sit there and argue back and forth. What does this word mean in Japanese? What does it mean in English? You know, and come up with exact mirror language so that it's all the same. But when it's done, it will have to be released to the public, and then everyone can see it for a minimum of 60 days. It's required for the public to be able to see it, and Congress will have even longer than that to study these details. So this scrubbed version will be available to us.
And so the scrub is supposed to take about a month, as I understand it.
Yes.
Just very briefly, if you would, who's for it and who's against it? I understand that this isn't really a neat right-left divide on this.
Boy, it's really a complicated situation. Most Democrats are against it, although those who tend
Except
to face
for the president,
the Pacific,
he's kind of a Democrat. Yeah,
well, the
Big
president
Democrat,
is an important Democrat who says we need to pivot to Asia. And all the Democrats that are sort of, let's say, on the nation's left coast, all of the folks who face the Pacific in California, Oregon, Washington, they tend to be for it, those Democrats. Most Republicans favor a trade deal, but some are very skeptical about this president. And they literally have said, some have said, if he negotiated it, then I can't trust it. So there are some Republicans who are opposing this as well.
NPR senior business editor Marilyn Geewax telling us about the legal scrub. Marilyn, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome. It was fun to be with you.